Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me again today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination of the Scripture looking and what the Word tells us about Elijah. And remember, I say it every time, right? The reason we're looking at this is because what we saw in James 5, where James said, Elijah was a man like us. He was a man like us. But he prayed and it didn't rain. And then he prayed and it did rain. And Elijah is the example for us of how we can pray fervently. And if you are a righteous person who prays fervently, the Lord will move, okay? So the next place we actually see Elijah in the New Testament is in Matthew 16. And he's just mentioned by name among a list. And I started just to sort of skip over this, you know, because it's just, okay, it's this guy and this guy and this guy. But too often we do that. And, you know, I think there's things to be gleaned, even though you're just mentioned. Now, the next chapter, it has a real episode about him. We'll see that in the next episode that we have here. But I think this is well worth us spending a couple of minutes today. In Matthew 16, 13, we see this. It says, Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And so Jesus is asking his disciples, the ones that are here, the learners, the ones that are traveling with him, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And that's how he described himself. So he's saying, who are people saying that I am? You know, what are they saying about me? Well, his disciples, verse 14, and they said, well, some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And so they were just saying who people were offering as examples of who Jesus is. Isn't it interesting that they're all people sort of resurrected from the dead? Okay. Jeremiah, definitely long gone by this time. Elijah, definitely long gone by this time. John the Baptist had been around, right, but he lost his head. Or one of the other prophets. You see that Elijah is included in this list. But they were all saying, well, people are pointing to and saying this guy is like this and like this and like this. And that Elijah is among that. But remember, James says many, many years later that Elijah was a man just like us, okay? A man like us. So Jesus continues, verse 15 of Matthew 16. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You're the Christ. You're the Messiah, in other words, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, which means son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So Jesus is letting Peter and the other disciples here know that it wasn't by their flesh and blood, it wasn't by their insight, by their revelation, by their studies, by their understanding, etc., that they knew that this, that Jesus was the Christ, that he was the Son of the living God, but it was by revelation of the Father in heaven. But Jesus continues, Matthew 16, 18. I also say to you that you are Peter. And you've probably heard this spoken about in sermons. People like to preach on this a lot. So one time they'll bring out the Greek stuff, right? I also say to you that you are Peter. The Greek word there is Petros, and it means literally a stone. And upon this rock, Petra, which means a larger rock, like bedrock or a gigantic rock. So he's saying, you are Peter, you're a little stone, okay? Petros, you are a stone. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Now, a major portion of professing Christianity believes that this puts Peter in a isolated, key, one-off kind of position. And that's not what's being said here, okay? What's being said here, it's very forthright. He says, you know, I say to you that you are Peter, you are a stone, okay? And upon this rock, not upon Peter, not upon him being a stone, but upon the rock of the declaration of what Peter has said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the bedrock upon which the church is built. The bedrock that the church is built upon is not upon Peter, Okay? It's not upon a succession of leadership, that's where the Pope comes out of, okay, that the church is built upon. No. It's built upon the declaration that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the Son of the living God. So let's look at it again. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, this declaration he made, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Okay? So the gates of Hades are not going to overpower this declaration, this truth, and who this is. It doesn't say that the gates of hell will not come against it. Okay? It just simply says it won't overpower. Verse 19, Jesus continues to speak. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. The Greek of that is a future perfect passive. Well, what does that mean? He says, I'm going to give you the truth about these kingdoms right here, and you're going to speak forth these truths. And when you speak forth this truth, that is what is bound in heaven. Whatever you have loosed upon earth based upon what you hear of the kingdom of heaven from the Most High God will be loosed in heaven. Okay, you're going to be emissaries of the very truth and the power of the Most High God. And it's not just Peter. And it's not just the 12 disciples. And it's not just the disciples that traveled with Jesus the 3.5 years or the disciples of the first generation of the church. No. This is every true believer. Every true believer will know these truths. Then Jesus says something sort of curious in verse 20 of Matthew 16. Then he warned, the idea being that he admonished them strongly, that he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Messiah, that he was the Christ. What is that all about? You know, if he's the Christ, if he's the Messiah, shouldn't he be shouting this from the rooftops? There's issues of timing, folks, and everything in life, okay? The bottom line is this, you don't do it until the Lord tells you to do it. The Lord told them right here not to say anything yet. He said, what you said, Peter, is right. When Peter says you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God, that is absolutely correct. It's not John the Baptist, it's not Elijah, it's not Jeremiah, it's not one of the other prophets. I am the Messiah. You're correct about that. And upon that declaration, I'm going to build my church, and hell itself can't come against it. And you're going to have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and you're going to be able to release whatever is bound and whatever is loosed in heaven. But don't say anything about me being the Messiah yet. It's real simple. Just an act of obedience, just an act of abiding in the Lord. Sometimes people get sort of distracted by these kind of things because we superimpose our understanding from 2,000 years removed, right? Well, you don't want to do that. You want to do what Peter did when he sat there and says, hey, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, share with folks about these times. We had a little bump this week in participation, and that is exciting. So I thank you so much for that. Keep spreading the word, and I'll see you again next time.